You wander from room to room, hunting for the diamond necklace that is already around your neck. That was written by Rumi. Hunting for the diamond necklace that's already around your neck. And in a way, when we fall in love, wherever we fall, when we fall in love, in a sense, we long for, we yearn for, we ache to have that experience. That's why it's so alive. That's why we feel that we will wither without love. As if we will wither away forever and ever without love. But when Rumi speaks about wandering from room to room, hunting for the diamond necklace that is already around your neck, I think this is what he meant. That we desperately, desperately search and project onto others something that will quench that hunger. As if we are emotionally starved, which is a very real experience. But in this program, I want you to center on finding that diamond necklace around your neck. That when you give to yourself and reverse self-abandonment and hold on to that, we still fall in love, but it won't take us down into the vortex. It won't be too hungry, too ravenous. As if we haven't eaten forever, as if we want to eat our loved ones and devour them, but slowly dancing around and around and noticing that all the rooms that you've been wandering around in, searching for that diamond necklace, as Rumi says, it is already around your neck. Imagine the diamond necklace is already around your neck. So where do we fall when we fall in love? It will no longer feel as if we cannot survive without that person. The withdrawal of love will no longer take us down into the vortex, because we are going to hold that diamond necklace around our neck and hold it tightly, tightly, tightly. And all the pain and the longing and the yearning is melting, 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 melting. You're stronger now. Just let it melt. Just let it melt. Let all the pain melt. Melt away. You're stronger and stronger. More self-reliant. Not so hungry. Not so hungry. Just let it go. Melting, melting, melting.